RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Love. Blitz is picked up. Pressure, he gets smoked. And there's a penalty on the play. He stepped right in Austin Booker, and Love is hurt. Oh, man, he took a shot.
Wow. Stepping up to...
Oh, man.
Tough hit. See Booker coming in.
Oh.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense number 94. A 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
I mean, that's not debatable. He put his head down and smacked him in the head. And now you just hope that Love's okay. Penalty on Chicago, but more concern for Jordan Love.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, that was a call on Fox on Saturday night. Someone on the text line really wants me to address the, you know, when are you going to talk about that dirty hit by Austin Booker? All right, well, let's talk about it. By the way, Anthony, Bernadette, Phil, I see you guys on hold. We will get to these phone calls this segment, so stick with us. We'll reset the poll question and the question we've been taking phone calls on as well in just a moment. I'll say this about... that hit, like, it's like, what was that, a dirty hit? It's like, do you know what Austin Booker does for a living? Like, it's a dirty game. Now, do I think Austin Booker took the field and said, I want to give Jordan Love a concussion and knock him out of the game? I don't. But do these guys operate in a place of intimidation by hitting someone hard? I mean, I hope so. Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. So, dirty play versus the game in itself, those types of things are going to happen. You know what? It's easy to say I liked this part about the game on Saturday night against the Packers because they won. Otherwise, it would have been a major reason why they lost. Is like, think about DeMarco Jackson crowd surfing. That was so absurd to start the game. Like, the crowd surfing on top of the pile on the kickoff. It's like, all right, well, you get a 15-yard penalty. And then, like, that was Austin Booker's second one. Because the first one, he didn't roll. You got to kind of, you know, you can't drive the quarterback into the ground, which is a rule I'm fine with because more first string quarterbacks on my TV is better for my watching experience. And it's going to give my team a better chance to keep on winning. Although Malik Willis was pretty exceptional when he came in for Jordan Love. So, like, right out of the jump, it's like, how many 15-yard penalties are you guys going to collect? DeMarco Jackson had that one, and then you saw Austin Booker get a couple of them. But what I liked about it is, you know, because watching that game, it felt a little bit like this, you know, it's not that the moment was too big for the Bears, because the moment, if you say the moment's too big, that means a team shrunk, right? Like, that means that you shrink when you take the field. The Bears just kind of went balls to the wall. And you know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of that terrible trick play that Ben Johnson tried. Like, the team kind of took on the embodiment of their head coach, their play caller, their offensive coordinator, who at times is willing to take some risks. and is willing to let it all hang out. Now, what you want to find is a team that can find that happy medium, right? Where they're ready to go, they're juiced up, they're ready to hit some people, but can kind of play within the guidelines of the rules in the game. So Saturday night, they didn't shrink by all of those penalties. I think we would have had that conversation perhaps if they'd lost that game. What they did is they went completely in the other direction. And I like that direction better than shrinking. Right? And Austin Booker, he was juiced. He was getting to the quarterback. Like if it's, you know, the conversation we've been having, let's reset it now, because Austin Booker may be a reason why you make the case that the Bears can get to the Super Bowl. Our poll question out today, by the way, follow me at Judson Richards on X. Hard for me not to call it Twitter, at Judson Richards. You'll see my poll question. Weigh in if you could. Are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? As of now, just under 1,000 votes, 67% of you say I need to see more. 32% of you say I'm convinced. One of the reasons why I or you may need to see more may have to do with the pass rush. Austin Booker had a pretty decent pass rush going on Saturday night, and his defense is also improving as well. So do I think it was a dirty hit? No. But the man is paid to either run over or run past a giant man in front of him to then take down another man standing there. It's a dirty game. You sign up for it. And things are going to happen. Guys are going to put their heads down at the same time, and things are going to collide. And maybe Austin Booker doesn't have the most perfect body control where he can tackle you at full speed and then delicately roll off of you, which also seems kind of impossible to do. Let's wait on the poll question. Anthony has been patient with us. Anthony's out there on the road. Anthony, what's going on, man? You're on 6-7 of the Score.
Good morning, Judd. Thanks for having this call, man. I got some pointers, but can I just say something about that hit before we get to the Super Bowl conversation?
Sure. Yeah.
Part of being an athlete, even from when you're in Little League, is to protect yourself. Professional athletes have a duty to protect themselves as well. And you could clearly see Jordan Love seeing that boom coming, and he lowered himself. He sat down into the hit. So let's give that dirty tackle stuff a break. Give me a break. As far as the Super Bowl contenders, a lot of these projected Super Bowl contenders, they're either eliminated, or they're struggling to get in the playoffs other than the teams that are playing good. The defensive line, yes, it's a weakness, but so are other Super Bowl contenders or teams looking to go in the playoffs now. I think the turnaround that we had from last season is kind of surprising for people, but Caleb has not regressed. If anything, we're playing very sound football. Caleb is leading the league in lost pass yardage due to drop passes. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Another thing is schematically, we have two of the top, if not top five, top three, two of the best schematically coaches in Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson. They have schemed up wins. So even with everything that people have skepticism about, we're still an 11-win and 4-loss team. And you could arguably say that two wins, we let those wins go. They were still on the table. So technically speaking, in a shoulda, coulda, perfect world, we should be competing with the Seahawks for that first for that number one spot. But not to hold you up, Judd, I just want to say nothing that we've done has regressed. If anything, it's actually scary that we all see what Caleb Williams is capable of doing and he hasn't hit the button yet. So when that actually happens, it's a problem for the league.
Oh, I like that, Anthony. Yeah, that was a walk-off finish there by you. And I completely agree with you. Right? Like, one of the things that I have felt best about this team is how they've won games and they've kind of looked bad at times. And mainly that's the quarterback. But there have been times where I wish I could remember what games on the top of my mind. They had 17 points at halftime and the offense looked bad, but there have been a lot of Bears teams over the years that have really struggled to get 17 points a game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Like, as Anthony just said, you know that they have not hit their full stride at 11-4 and a quarterback that just had the moments that he had on Saturday night. And if you're watching the games, you know that a 57.8% completion percentage does not totally describe the season that Caleb Williams is having. You know, people want to celebrate the sacks that he is not taking this year, as opposed to last year, where he almost set the record. He and the Bears almost set the record. And one of the reasons why he doesn't have those same amount of sacks is all the balls he's throwing away, is the footballs he's throwing out of bounds. Listen, has he struggled with accuracy? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not making full excuses for him. But the amount of drops and the amount of times that he's thrown the ball away also will lead you to that 57.8 completion percentage. 23 touchdowns, six interceptions. Take care of the ball, which he's been doing so well, and you will give yourself a chance. Would it shock me? Whatever team you think is great in the NFC, do you love the 49ers? You love the Seahawks? You think the Rams are unbeatable? Maybe it's the Packers that you don't want to see again. To Anthony's point, do you think that Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen can scheme up a game where you could beat someone you'd be surprised to beat? To me, the answer is yes. Can you ride that all the way to the Super Bowl? Well, I'm looking forward to watching and finding out. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Phil with us in Lombard. Phil, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in on a couple things. First of all, I feel like the Bears are legitimate contenders for the Super Bowl. As I believe they have really not peaked yet and are getting better and healthier as the year goes on. So are they the favorites? No, but I definitely would not be surprised if they're playing in the big game in February. Also about this weekend's game, I think we're all overhyping San Francisco for this weekend's game. First of all, you know, everyone's quick to point out the inadequate Bears pass rush, but I don't know if you know who was dead last in the entire NFL in quarterback sacks this year, but that would be the 49ers.
That's a good point,
and
Phil.
Also, pardon?
I said that's a good point. You're right. We focus so much on the Bears. They lost Nick Bosa, and they don't get a lot of sacks.
And also, their five-game win streak that we keep referring to here has been against teams with a combined 25-50 record, okay? Yeah, five wins is great, but you just played against teams with a 25-50 combined record. Not really that great of an accomplishment. Also, if you look at the Bears' offense, they are fourth in the entire NFL at total yards per game. And they are second in the total NFL in rushing. And to me, like, that's really the big key here is you win the game by rushing the football. But I think this weekend, with the inadequate pass rush of the Niners, they're going to be able to really kind of do whatever they want on the Niners.
Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. We're up against it. We got to let you go. And you brought up some good points. However, you know, I just am not going to undercut a team's five-game winning streak. Also, we wouldn't do that here, and the 49ers and the Bears have something in very, very similar. They're both playing a fourth-place schedule. They're both playing a last place schedule. Hard to believe that the 49ers, who were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, finished in last place of the NFC West last year, but they've had injuries and other things, and that's what happened. Both of these teams at 11-4 play each other with so much on the line on Sunday night after also having last place schedules because of the season that they had a year ago. It's why we had the conversation about, is this a battle for head coach of the year between Kyle Shanahan and Ben Johnson, which I think is very obviously Ben Johnson. Well, part of that is already because of what Kyle Shanahan has accomplished, but you know, they lost Fred Warner, they lost Nick Bosa. The Bears have had some pretty significant losses as well, including Jalen Johnson for a big, big part of the season. But that doesn't take into account everything that's happened in recent years and what Ben Johnson has done for this team and for this city.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.